Spending a few minutes now with Temple head football coach Rod Carey, who has completed his first spring in charge of the Owls as they have wrapped up their spring practices for 2019. And first of all, Coach, welcome to Philadelphia. And how much fun was the spring for you and for the squad?
Yeah, well, thanks. I've enjoyed Philadelphia from what I've seen, which hasn't been a lot because we've had a lot of work to do. But spring was really good. A little disappointed in the way the spring game, which was a practice, went. The atmosphere was unbelievable, but we didn't have our sharpest day that day, for sure. But really got to know the guys a lot better in spring and seeing them work. And really the biggest takeaway is these guys work and they know how to attack a practice and get after it. So it was really happy with that overall.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question. As the new head coach and coming in, was this spring particular more important from an X and O standpoint or really from a personnel standpoint, kind of understanding and learning who you have?
Well, that's a good question, and I'd say both, because you have to get the new systems in, although we tried to keep as much as we could from the old system, even though it wasn't our system, just because easier for us to learn something as coaches than players, but you have to do that. You have to set yourself up. But equally important, you know these guys in the off season. You're around them some, but really when spring comes, you're around them a lot more. So getting to know them on a day-to-day through the ups and downs of 15 practices really was invaluable information for them and for us.
Was there any position group or any group of players that maybe you had were a little surprised about? That, I mean, you watch a ton of film, obviously, getting ready, but it's one thing to do that, another thing to get them on the field. Any pleasant surprises once you got out there, a group that maybe was a little further ahead than you thought?
Yeah, really three position groups that would fall into that exact category. I knew the linebackers were good, but then you put them out on the field and you work with them, and they're really good. So that one shocked you. The wideouts, obviously Isaiah Wright, Brandon Mack, and, Jaden Blue and Randall Jones, guys who have played a lot. But then the depth with some of the other young guys and how deep that group is really impressive. And then the quarterbacks. Obviously Russo came in, started game three last year, never lost control. And Toddy Senteo played as well some last year. But those two really had good springs and was really happy with both of their progresses and right there. And so those three position groups will really be the three that fall into that category.
So now with spring in the works, and I know it's a 12-month-a-year sport and job at all, but what are the next couple months here? What is going to be key here as you turn the page and get ready for camp?
Yeah. So we are going to be doing finals next week. So that's priority one, right? You got to finish the semester strong. And we've been back lifting weights and in study halls, really ramped up the study halls with Justin Miller, our academic people over there. And they do a great job. So that's priority one. Priority two then is to let the players get off campus for a couple weeks if they can, granted their summer course load, and get around their family and see them. And then come back in the summer and then really ramp it up. To me, Matt, the unofficial start of the football season is when we come back for summer, and that'll be June 3rd this year. Well, we're not practicing. We are conditioning and running, and the NCAA allows us to be around them some, and that's really the unofficial start that we get back in there with our players, along with some high school camps there, and that bleeds right into fall camp. So it all just becomes one big thing for us right now. So get a little break here after finals and then get it cranked up again.